This is Shi'ar Jashub, a Bible study program featuring the teaching ministry of Pastor Greg Scalzo and coming from Shi'ar Jashub Christian Tabernacle in Madison, Connecticut. Hi, I'm Patty Scalzo, and in today's broadcast, we will continue to listen to a sermon in my husband's series on the Book of Romans. Pastor has been discussing the opening of Romans in chapter 1, where it describes the gospel of God promised through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures, and says in verse 3, concerning his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who was born of the seed of David according to the flesh. And in the last program, Pastor went back and read that messianic promise made to David in 2 Samuel chapter 7. Let's rejoin Pastor Greg.
Now, in the New Testament, you have two genealogies, and we've gone through this many times. I won't spend too much time in it right now. But in Matthew, remember, Matthew primarily is writing to the Jews. And the emphasis, though there's an overlap of all four Gospels, the emphasis is the lion, to show Jesus as the king of the Jews, having the legal right to the kingship, the legal descendant of David, king of the Jews. So Matthew starts the genealogy at the very beginning of Matthew chapter 1, verse 1, the book of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Abraham. He starts with Abraham. Abraham begot Isaac. Isaac begot Jacob. He starts with Abraham because with Abraham you start the Hebrews, the Jews, Israel starts with Abraham. And the kingship starts in God's sight, the eternal kingship, with David. And you go down to verse 6, and Jesse begot David the king. David the king, the kingship promised. David the king begot Solomon by her who had been the wife of Uriah. Solomon begot Rehoboam. So the kingship, the legal kingship from David, it is clear in the Old Testament, passes through Solomon. And we won't go on through all the scriptures now. We've done it before. But what happens? Solomon sins greatly. And so many of the kings in Solomon's line sin. And God cannot be mocked. And you come down to the time of Babylon, and you go down verse 11, it says, Josiah begot Jeconiah and his brothers about the time they were carried away to Babylon. And that man, Jeconiah, is also called Kaniah. He's also called in the scriptures Jehoiakim. He comes into power around 598, 597 BC. He succeeds his father Jehoiakim as the king of Judah. And it says that he does evil in the sight of the Lord. This is at the time of the Babylonian captivity. He has a short reign, and he's taken into Babylon after Nebuchadnezzar besieges Jerusalem. And Jeremiah has a prophecy against him in Jeremiah chapter 22. Remember, he is a descendant of David through Solomon. The kingship going from Solomon down, he's a king of Judah. And it says in chapter 22, in verse 24, as I live, says the Lord, though Kaniah, Jeconiah, or Jehoiakim, the son of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, with a signet on my right hand, yet I would pluck you off. And really, the king of Judah was like a signet. He's sitting on the throne of David. Yet God said, I would take you off like I would take off the signet ring. And I will give you into the hand of those who seek your life, and into the hands of those whose face you fear, the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and the hand of the Chaldeans. So I will cast you out and your mother who bore you into another country where you were not born, and there you shall die, Babylon. But to the land to which they desire to return, they shall not return. Is this man Caniah a despised, broken idol, a vessel in which there is no pleasure? Why are they cast out, he and his descendants, and cast into a land which they do not know? O earth, 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 hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord Yahweh, write this man down as childless, a man who shall not prosper in his days, for none of his descendants. Now he has descendants. Literally, it is in the Hebrew, no man of his seed, but it's as though he's childless, because none of his descendants shall what? Shall prosper, sitting on the throne of David and ruling anymore in Judah. See, God cannot be mocked. He's made this promise to David of an eternal kingdom, of his throne continuing forever, and this legal kingship passing through Solomon. And yet the kings are doing evil as though, well, God has promised this, I can do anything I want. And he says, no, I'm taking you off like the signet ring. And you can count this man, Caniah, Jeconiah, Jehoiakim, you can count him as childless because he's going to have descendants, but none of his seed will prosper anymore sitting on the throne of David, anymore ruling in Judah. Do you read about any kings when they come back from Babylon? You read about his descendants, if you look back into Matthew, and after they were brought to Babylon, verse 12 in Matthew 1, Jeconiah begot Shealtiel, and Shealtiel begot Zerubbabel, and we read about Zerubbabel in the Old Testament. They come back, and you go down from Zerubbabel, but they're not ruling as kings, are they? Right? And you go down, and you have verse 16, and Jacob begot one of the descendants of Zerubbabel, of Jeconiah, of Solomon, of David. Who does Jacob beget? He begot Joseph, the husband of Mary, of whom was born Jesus, who was called the Christ. It proceeds to Joseph. Joseph is the seed of David, and he has the legal right to the kingship. And Jesus, as the legally adopted firstborn, he's not his natural firstborn son, but he's the adopted firstborn son. He receives that legal right to the kingship from Solomon. Yet he's not of the seed of Jeconiah. He's not physically from Joseph, from Zerubbabel, from Solomon, from Jeconiah. So the curse on Jeconiah and Jeremiah is fulfilled. Joseph is not prospering on the throne of David, is he? He's a carpenter. He has the legal right to the kingship, but he's a carpenter under Roman occupation. Jesus receives the legal right, but he's not the physical seed of Jeconiah. He's not the physical seed of Solomon, but he has the legal right to the kingship. But wait a second. The promise to David is not just a kingship, it's that of his own body. Remember we read that? From his seed, this Messiah would come. Well, you have a second genealogy in the book of Luke, in the book of Luke chapter 3, where it says in Luke chapter 3 and verse 23, now Jesus himself began his ministry at about 30 years of age, being, as was supposed, the son of Joseph, the son of Eli, the son of Matthat, the son of Levi, and it goes on. And that's really parenthetical. As supposed the son of Joseph, notice it doesn't say the son of Jacob. We know Joseph's father's name Jacob. That's why Jesus's next in line brother, the next son of Mary and Joseph, is named James, right? We have the book of James. He was the elder of Jerusalem. James is another form of the name Jacob. Joseph names him after his father, right? It doesn't say Jacob, as was supposed the son of Joseph. That's parenthetical. Jesus, really, the son of Eli. Eli in the Greek is the Hebrew for Eli. the son of Matthew, and it traces a whole lineage, and this is the lineage of Mary. All the male names. Eli is Mary's father. And it goes up and it gives the physical lineage of Jesus through Mary, right? And you keep going up and you go up to verse 31. So you can see Mary's father, Eli, is a descendant of, verse 31, the son of Meliah, the son of Menon, the son of Mattatha, the son of Nathan, the son of David. This is another son of David. David had a number of sons. So Jesus, as a natural child in the flesh from Mary, is literally the seed in the flesh also of David, but not through Solomon, not through Jeconiah, who was cursed, but through Nathan. So the legal kingship is preserved, the promise through Solomon. He receives that. And the curse to Jeconiah is preserved. He's not the seed of Jeconiah. Joseph is his adopted father, but he receives a legal kingship from Joseph. But he still is the physical seed of David because Mary is a daughter of David through Nathan. So everything is fulfilled and God completes everything. And that's why you have in Acts chapter 2 and verse 25, the Apostle Peter quoting Psalm 16, for David says concerning him, I foresaw the Lord always before my face, for he is at my right hand that I may not be shaken. Therefore my heart rejoiced and my tongue was glad. Moreover, my flesh also will rest in hope, for you will not leave my soul in Hades, nor will you allow your Holy One to see corruption. You have made known to me the ways of life. You will make me full of joy in your presence. And then Peter goes on to say, men and brethren, let me speak freely to you of the patriarch David, that he is both dead and buried, and his tomb is with us to this day. Therefore, being a prophet and knowing that God had sworn with an oath to him that of the fruit of his body, according to the flesh, and some of the translations that take the Alexandrian text lose that according to the flesh. But the Textus Receptus, the majority text, the Byzantine text, has that in. With an oath to him that of the fruit of his body, according to the flesh, he would raise up the Christ to sit on his throne. Jesus Christ, according to the flesh, the seed of David.
On our website, at shiarjashub.org, you will find information about our church and a library of hundreds of Bible study radio programs to help you in your walk with Jesus. Plus, we have a significant video library of our Sunday sermons. We live stream the Sunday morning service at 10:30 a.m. on YouTube, and then the video is posted up on the Shiar Jashub Christian Tabernacle channel, both on YouTube and Rumble.com, as well as on the church website itself for 24/7 access. The website address again is shiarjashub.org, and you can check Isaiah 7, verse 3 for the spelling.